Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is KFH.
Really enjoyed having Max in all week long. Jad is back on Monday after a very deserved week off. But Max, we sure appreciate the passion that you take up the show with. So thank you very much. We
come back anytime, appreciate Max. Anytime.
Absolutely. Anytime. No question at all. All right, let's get to it. OTD.
All right.
Happened in the world of sports on this day, September 18th. Superior Rents brings it to us. They are your equipment rental headquarters. OTD, September 18th.
All right. You know how are we done with the show? Max, we give you pats
no.
on the back, and now you totally
yeah,
screwed
Max,
it up.
Stay with us.
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding. You know how we talk about NFL having unique scores? What was it?
Yes.
The Super Bowl that was 50-8 that involved the Broncos and
The Seahawks.
And the Seahawks. Yeah, like that's – I think that was a unique score. Well, in 1938, there couldn't have been any more than one of these. The Bears beat the Packers 2-0.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, is that possible that another game in the history of the NFL finished with the winning team having a safety and the other team getting shut out? Couldn't possibly have happened, right? Right.
I guess, yeah. Sure. Wouldn't think so.
All right. Here's some Boston OTD for you guys. Mm-hmm. 1967, Red Sox rallied to beat the first-place Tigers in Detroit. A Carl Yastrzemski home run, his 40th, ties the game at 5-5 in the ninth, and a solo home run by Dalton Jones wins it in the 10th. Dalton Jones doing anything for you guys?
Dalton Jones.
Never.
Oh, yeah. Dalton.
A pinch hit,
Dalton
huh?
Jones.
Never heard of the guy.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Dalton Jones was big in 67. What didn't play for him for very long, but he was big in 67. No, yeah.
All right. Hours later,
Dalton Jones,
Detroit receives another blow when Denny McClain sprained his ankle getting off of his couch. He did not pitch again until the last game of the year. So.
Well.
Big day in Red Sox and Tigers history. Good and bad. You know, I told you about yesterday, 1968, that Gaylord Perry no-hit the Cardinals
mm-hmm.
and out-dueled
right.
Bob Gibson in the process? Well,
yeah.
We've got our answer of who answered. Ray Washburn of the Cardinals.
Yes.
Made Major League history by hurling the second consecutive no-hitter in one park. They repaid the Giants 2-0, run scoring hits by Mike Shannon and Kurt Flood at Candlestick Park.
Wow.
2-0, Ray Washburn with a no-no. In 1979 on this day, Yankees manager Billy Martin reportedly paid rookie pitcher Bob Kammeyer $100 to hit former Yankee Cliff Johnson with a pitch. In Cleveland's 16-3 rout of the Yankees. So basically, put a hit out on Cliff Johnson, and a rookie got $100 to hit him. Cliff Johnson belted two home runs, so did Toby Hera, and the two combined for 9 RBI as
wow.
Billy Martin paid off a rookie to hit Cliff Johnson.
Gotta love that.
That's the kind of stuff we live for at OTD, and the kind
yes.
of stuff that doesn't surprise us with that Billy Martin.
Oh my God, no! Of course not.
Let's see here. Do we have another Red Sox OTD? Yeah, I think we do.
Oh,
here.
Love it!
Oh, here we go.
Keep them coming.
All right, has to do with the Yankees too. 1993, trailing by mm-hmm. two runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, Mike Stanley, hits a pop fly to left for the apparent third out. But time had been called just as a pitch was delivered due to a fan running out onto the field at Yankee Stadium. Given a second chance, the Yankee catcher, Mike Stanley, singles, which is followed by a Wade Boggs hit, a walk to Deion James, and Don Mattingly singled to drive in two runs to beat the Red Sox 4-3 when it appeared that the game would have been over.
Well,
if not
for a fan running onto the field. Yeah, exactly. This is what the Yankees do to win a game.
You and your sports hatred of the Yankees. Just
well, I'm sorry. No, not really.
No, you're not.
No, not really. Sorry at all. No. No, I wish ill on the Yankees.
And haven't those jerks won about eight in a row? And
yes, they're hot as hell right now.
Hitting a zillion home runs in the process.
Yep.
Hit five home runs in one inning last night or something like that.
Murderers Row revisited, all that crap. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, birthdays. No more Yankee talk, at least for now. Birthdays. Happy birthday, Scotty Bowman. Legendary NFL coach.
Scotty Bowman.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Born on this day in Montreal. Rick Pitino. Tommy Tuberville.
Now the senator from, or at least the senator-elect from Alabama, right?
Well, he's born in Arkansas.
Or he's going to run off in the, or he's going to be in the election in November.
Okay.
So.
Former Pro Bowler and College Football Hall of Famer and a Heisman Trophy winner, Billy Sims, and also a barbecue restaurant owner. One of them around here.
I think there's one in Wichita. At least there used to be one in Wichita.
It's in Andover. And if we have one in Wichita, I'm not aware of it. But I've been there, actually.
I stand corrected. Okay, there you go.
Happy birthday, Billy Sims. Ryne Sandberg, former Cub great.
Damn, well, he was great, too.
Former Bulls great, Tony Kukoc.
Yeah.
Former cycling great, Lance Armstrong.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Lance Armstrong, cancer survivor, liar, and a hell of a 30 for 30.
Unbelievable.
Or whatever it was. I don't know if it was 30 for 30, but there was something on him that was riveting.
How is Lance Armstrong... How does history look back on Lance Armstrong 50
years
from
now? I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
He's like Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds. In that his greatness was unquestioned, but he had to go screw it up by taking illegal drugs, performance-enhancing drugs, when he was probably going to be great anyway.
Yeah.
Although everybody was doping in cycling. Everybody. If you weren't, you were being
left
behind.
And that's where that's where history might be a little kinder to him. It is the angst on Lance Armstrong that he cheated or that he just so steadfastly lied about the cheating and browbeat so many people in his orbit. I think that's probably more the issue.
That's the killer. That he was such a jerk along the way.
Right.
Not only denying it, but burying people that got in his way or trying to.
Totally.
And that made him look like such a bag after the fact.
Yeah.
But then,
and
I don't know that he redeemed himself in the documentary, but he's really forthcoming. I mean, way after the fact. Yeah. You know, we assume he's telling the truth in that doc, you know, after lying all those years. But, man, he's a...
Well, you don't have anything to lose now, right? I mean, you only have things to gain now because you're at, from a point of perception, you're probably at the lowest ebb you'll ever be. So all you can do at this point is bounce back a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, but you know how hard it is to say you're sorry, especially after all those years of lying, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You're right.
He looked like a pretty small human being, you know, after the fact. And you still got to say those two words to dozens and dozens of people.
A lot of teammates. People in that case.
Yep. Yeah. So Lance Armstrong is 49 today. Serge Ibaka, Raptors center, is 31. And Adoree Jackson, Titans cornerback, also. And Spencer Turnbull, another couple of spare part birthdays today. But those are the big ones that we talked about. Former Browns linebacker Chip Banks. Was Chip Banks a first-round draft pick? Is that why I remember Chip
Boy,
Banks?
Boy, I don't know if he was a first-rounder, but a pretty familiar name.
Yeah. All right, there you have it.
I don't remember. Nice. There you go. A few spare parts. I hope that's how I'm remembered.
I don't know if you know it or not, Bruce, but not everybody is a former great, okay?
No, not everybody.
Right.
Although we've made plenty of people formerly great here on OTD.
Guilty.
We truly have.
Guilty.
Anyway, all right. We'll close it out on a Friday. Look what we've got ahead for the rest of the day and the weekend. Plenty to chat about as we head towards Monday. Looking forward to it. Back in a moment.